Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. So glad to be here on Blog Talk. Wow, it broke again. Can you believe it? Yeah, that's why we've been missing in action. So very happy that it seems like they finally have their act together, so to speak. And it'll be really nice to be able to take your call. Now, we did soldier on over the Facebook where we're streaming live. So they lucked out. But now that we're back, well, here we go. Happy to have you all. Now, remember, just as a recap here, we're using ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now holding up to our Facebookers, okay? So blog talkers will have to take our word for it. It's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards and not any other system that is out there, okay? So it's important to know that. Also, I will be using a full 24 layout, 24 card layout, and for each caller. It's my preferred method of madness, you know, the method to my madness, but it is actually the way my grandmother taught me. And it only takes me a moment to actually, you know, to arrange them. It gives me a snapshot into your life of some past things, present things, and, of course, the path you're taking into the future. So I just wanted to explain that to you all. And I am now going to turn you over to the man of the hour, and that would be our very own Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind the folks out there that are joining us tonight, no matter where you are calling from or viewing us from, if you are international, make sure you let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs like we will to a whole bunch of folks. Let's see. We have Jeanette in Canada. Cho is in England. We also have Aloha from Canada as well, and we have Catherine from Ireland has showed up, so yay, welcome to all.
Yes.
International shout-outs, and we'll give more international shout-outs as folks roll in, the folks that are here right now.
I always think it's important to mention to those on Blog Talk that it isn't that these folks are any more special than anybody else, except they wait until the wee hours of the morning.
Not the Canadian folks.
No, but the majority, the ones that come from across the pond. Yeah, they, you know, it's the middle of the night. They could be sleeping, but instead, they are with us. All right. All right, Jim, carry on. What's that? Oh.
Just being the person that sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see the number 515-602-967. Number call free read. It's working tonight, so do it. That's what I got to say about that. So call in. But when you do call in and you want to call in early, trust me, when you do call in, make sure that you you will hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. I tested it out. Everything's working tonight. So you will hear the show if you have silence, which folks probably heard a lot when they tried calling during when they were down.
Oh, I bet.
Silence is a problem. I mean, something's wrong. Usually hang up, call back, we'll fix it unless they have a major problem. But they're not having a major problem right now, so it is what it is. So everything's good. Facebookers, if we get call gaps, we will go to you. Can't tell you when, but we had nothing but call gaps the last couple of shows because there was no calls. So you reap the benefit of that. That'll be Laura from Canada, international shout out. Yay. Now, regardless, folks, regardless of how you get your reading, when you hear the harps, that is a sign. It is a sign, first of all, that your reading is coming to an end. It's kind of like that sound. Hey, guess what? We're wrapping up your reading. So please let it happen. Don't fight it. We have other folks that are waiting patiently, too. But before we move on to the next person, I'm going to give you a single card from the Healing Angel deck. So I shall give you a card to don't hang up when your reading's over. Stand by for a quick little message, and then we'll move on. Okie dokie pokey. Let's see. Today is National Siamese Cat Day. You know, I don't see as much of those as I used to. When I remember when I was younger, it seemed like a lot of people had Siamese
cats.
Maybe
they're expensive now.
I don't know. That's true. I don't know anything about cats. It could be. And for us in the United States, it's New Beer Eve. New Beer's Eve. On this day in 1933, it was the night before Prohibition was repealed. People were probably already celebrating in advance, knowing that it was getting repealed, how stupid that was. So,
and
Army
if
Day.
I guess it was Boardwalk Empire, which is a really good series that I don't know where it's on now. But it involves all of that Prohibition and all of the, what do you want to call it, all of the underhandedness that went on, you know. So it's a pretty good.
National Caramel Popcorn Day. You like your caramel popcorn? Oh, National, look at that, Carbonara Day. Look how good that looks, spaghetti carbonara. That looks
you
so
like
good.
That?
It's pasta. How can you not like pasta?
No, yeah, that's right. He's a noodle hound.
Fresh Tomato Day, too, so.
Well, Lord, thank you.
You got to have tomato. Let's see here. Do you have anything to toss in there? That'd be you. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, yeah, really. I read and took in so much today that it's all kind of in a huge spherical mass.
Okay. Well, we don't need to regurgitate the news that they can read either. So they can just go on Google News and read that. But so you got nothing. The nothing you have. International shout out to Virgil in England, Land of Ings. I didn't know that they were on. They showed a different game here. I didn't watch it, but they showed a different EPL.
Was it on? But do we get it here?
They showed a different one today. They showed the Arsenal and somebody, I think, was the one they showed here. It might have been on a channel somewhere else. I was just flipping through looking to see what was on today, and I saw there was a Premier League game on today. So, all right, let's see here. I guess we can go to the phones. We're going to go to area code 630. That area code is associated with Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank God you're back.
Hi.
Yes, and welcome back. Thank you for being patient.
I was going through withdrawals myself, so glad to have you.
Well, it just sucks, too, when you kind of don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, and they don't really tell you
anything. So we got a message, what was it, Friday? Oh, it was like a 9-hour-old message, so it was from Friday morning. I said, oh, we fixed everything. Everything's up and running great. Yeah. You know, I remember what I said? Even before we found out, we had our, I said, you sure about that? Yeah,
sure
they weren't.
Enough.
Sure enough. All right. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Lily.
All right,
okay. Here's what's going on. Okay.
Coming out.
So you said to me several times, you said make sure that you only use your book name, your pen name. Just make sure that you just keep. And, like, and something that we've, like, never discussed, but I talk about it in the first book that I've ever written, was about, like, how I can't use my legal government name in the public eye. Anyway, like, there's federal orders against it. Anyway, now, but, like, you always said that to me, and I just was like, okay, good to remember, you know, because I never do that. I never talk about me. I never mention my name. I never talk about my family. Well, you know, I'm on YouTube and I have a channel and I have a lot of followers. I'm still discussing that Aaron's case because I'm writing the second book. After the second book, I'm not writing any more about him, but I'm still working on the second book. And so this week, what happened was, is I got somebody attacking me on YouTube, and they started bringing up my family and actually cited, like, my brother, then posted photos of me and my dad and saying that she was going to, you know, disclose all of my family drama and that she was going to prove that I was lying and that I'm a liar and blah, blah, blah. And so my intuition kicked in and I was like, somehow this person was able to infiltrate my family, which took me by surprise because, like, the last time I left off with them, they still had, like, these high-priced lawyers and everything else. And so it was kind of like somehow this person, which I believe is a female, somehow got involved with my siblings. So because of the slander and because there were, like, pretty much, like, threats of bodily injury that were involved, I had to file police reports and I had to go to the courthouse and get a no-contact order, a non-stalking order against my two siblings. I will get it against the person that's on YouTube, but I don't have her identity as of yet. And so she couldn't be served papers. But now in about, you know, let's say 19 days, I have to go to court again and get a no-stalking order put in place because I can't have my family involved in my life at this point in time. And so I'm trying to find out how they, like, what part of does my family play in this, or how do you, like, what do you see surrounding that situation?
All right, I'll take a look at that. Let's see what we can see. Okay, it sounds very, you know, what's a good word for that, like nefarious dealings.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, that's the world there that you're going to get involved with, unfortunately. People are going to be jackwads and try to come after you personally.
Yeah, and you know,
that's stupid.
It's kind of on the same level as being a whistleblower, where they get a lot of
a lot of people don't like people, you know. You know, they think, well, you should mind your own business or whatever. And a lot of these people aren't minding their own business. So, like, well, you just say that, you stupid SOB.
Well, you know what happens.
What happens,
when
Deb?
You turn the light on in a room. That
cockroaches go running.
Oh, they do. But they run everywhere. Yeah.
So but it's weird because I can't believe that my family would get involved with this. That's what was shocking to me. And I could tell, because I'm intuitive myself, I could tell from the posts that were coming across that they had some kind of conversation with this person. They gave this person some kind of information as a way to retaliate against me. But it was stupid for them to do. And when I do go to court, I'm going to explain to the judge that, you know, my whole thing is I'm not seeking revenge against my siblings, but I've been protecting them, and I have, like, all of my evidence from emails to the FBI, and I did email that agent and let him know that he could be getting a call from the judge to verify that, like, I'm backing up, you know, all of, like, what I'm saying is true, because obviously they're trying to discredit me because they don't want the truth about, you know, Aaron's murder to get out.
Well, and, you know, when you're doing something like this, spearheading something that others would really raise their eyebrows at, you unfortunately take on kook status, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. Whoever is actually behind all of this is somebody you know. Somebody you know. And I think you would be extremely angry to find out who it is. Right now, I'm not picking up who, you know, precisely it is. But, yes, that's where it's originating. Now, there are ways. Are they using a email address?
Yes.
Or they are. You know, you're pretty sharp. There are ways online that you can sniff out who's behind an email address.
And you ought to inform the, is it the browser for all the, you know, the...
What browser?
Get, somebody that I know, how do I find out, it's like somebody I know, like, as far as like my family or somebody that I'm dealing with, like on Aaron's case?
Yes, I think it is in that direction. And they don't like the work you're doing. They don't, you know, it's like everything has been swept under the rug. Have you noticed if you read the scandal sheets, you know, like the Inquirer and all that, the mother doesn't have a whole lot to say regarding her son or her daughter. And I found that really, and very little emotion on her part. So it made me wonder if she's afraid.
Yeah, definitely she's afraid. But how did my family get involved with this?
That's a good question. I think somebody has had you investigated. And, you know, it's easy enough to do. If anybody in your family has done, have you ever gone on Ancestry.com?
I know that there's a way for them to find my family, but did my family actually, like, speak with this person?
I am not thinking so. From what I see here, it's got three of the fours, and all of the fours are bad. Okay, so there's a mixture of...
So you don't believe her family was a willing participant?
I do not.
They may have participated without knowing it, being tricked or whatever to give up info,
yeah.
But you don't believe there was any willingness or malice toward Lili herself on her family's part?
No, thank you for getting to
that. Well, because you were, I think she was wondering, because you were kind of throwing a lot of facts out there. It's got to summarize here. So, so the big picture is you don't believe her family is... Mm-hmm. Is spearheading anything. They may have been unwilling participants in this from this other person, right?
Well, sure. And somebody can call you, email you, show up at your door.
Yeah, a lot of those.
And impersonate.
Yeah. There's a lot of private detective tricks
yeah.
that they do, and they impersonate all sorts of different things to get info and get somebody's trust and their confidence to
sure.
pump them for info.
And your family members may not even know what is legitimate credentials. You know how they flash their stuff?
Okay. Can I ask you really quickly, is it this person that I'm working with on the case by the name of Alice?
Oh, boy. You just really made me, like inside, everything kind of leaked. I do think so. I do. You got to understand, you create a lot of jealousy and resentment on the part of others who don't like your tenacity, Lili. I mean, you will walk literally into hell, fire and damnation to get the information you want. You really should be a detective. You really should, because you're really good at getting, you know, all that nitty-gritty stuff out. So, you're going to have detractors. They're going to be out there saying, hey, don't listen to this biatch. You know, she's full of it. She's crazy. She's unbalanced, all that stuff. So anyway, I want you to know, I don't see him right here, but damn, you are going to end up getting married or in a very committed relationship. And it's got that three of clubs on it. If these were my cards, I'd be thinking, oh, yeah. Yeah, wedding bells are going to ring. And it's through this work, this investigative work that you do. You know, you're a pretty young lady. You ought to think about getting involved in some kind of investigative type of industry out there. And I think you'd be really good.
It could be a license. Once you
yeah.
settle in on a geographical location, because those licenses are based on typically state licenses,
yeah.
you could get a private investigator, go take the course and do all that
and
stuff.
You could
yeah.
go on stakeouts.
But it isn't all that wonderful, glamorous, you know,
no,
in that world.
Have to
you know,
wear diapers.
It's not all Rockford Files and stuff
you
like
can't
that.
Leave.
Magnum
yeah.
PI and all that. That's not all that.
But I don't see you being happy in a regular run-of-the-mill type of job. It sets your hair on fire. And I feel you could be a real asset working even cold cases. You know, they're starting to break those. And a lot of it is coming out of these DNA websites.
I will say a lot of those cold cases, a lot of that stuff, they're not doing it for money.
No, they're doing it to solve it.
Right. So, I mean, if you got to pay the bills, though, too, you got to make sure those are paid first. But
and, you know, you could end up with your own show, Lily, you know, America's private detective.
But a lot of rich families will hire private investigators because they don't like the law doing the only investigating. So, yep. All right, here we go. All righty. The subject of our healing card is Sacred Space. We, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, and rose pink light, very specific colors. Surrender your concerns and worries and enter this sacred space of love and healing.
Yeah, and see, you're like the avenging angel, figuratively speaking, in the eyes of the divine. And that's why I think you get caught up in this stuff and you just can't quit till you come up with something that you can prove that you can add a different POV, right? POV.
I'm just very, very worried that, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. I have my doubts that you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna finish this book, but my completion date is like June 30th of this year, and then I'm not going back to it. I don't know what the future holds, but as far as I'm just very worried that I believe the girlfriend was very involved with the murder. And I just feel like there's a big chance that, she'll get away with it and that I just put me and my siblings in danger, even though I'm not friendly with them or I don't want to have a relationship with them for nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know if the truth will ever come out about him.
Well, it seems to matter to you.
And it might not, though. It might not in a timely manner either.
No.
It might sit dormant like a freaking like a caterpillar doing a metamorphosis and then turning it into the butterfly thing. That might sit dormant for a long time. Look at some old cases out there that have never been solved. There's a ton of them out there from back in the 70s and 60s. Jack the Ripper hasn't been solved, you know? Come on, you know? So there's a lot of stuff out there, but doesn't mean you can't still talk about it, write about it, and stuff like that. But, yeah, you can't always – it's good to be optimistic, but you can't be hopelessly optimistic and assume that the truth will come to light. It might not come to light for the whole world, only for those that are involved. It just sucks.
Well, I hope this
And she may have to move on anyway for a little while. Sometimes they say you put something down, go do something else, and you come back to it, and then you see things you didn't see before with fresh eyes, too. So – all right, we got to rock and we got to roll. Thank you very much, Lily. We're glad you were patient during all these blog talk troubles and you were the first caller being patient again.
Yeah,
I'm glad
that we were able to talk to you.
Yes, and we'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you have yourself a good rest of your weekend because it is only half over for us here. The folks that are abroad, they are already into their Sunday. Abroad, we like our broads. I like broads, but you know.
Isn't that a very derogatory
It wasn't super derogatory. I mean, broad, it was like saying chick. Before that, chick was what, from the 60s? Right?
I don't know.
I think broad was before that, you know, the 40s, 50s and stuff. Oh, that broad down the street, you know. It wasn't necessarily a term of endearment, but it wasn't like derogatory. It wasn't bitch or anything like that. It's a broad, you know, it's like a typical dame. Remember those dame was another one they used to use back in the old days?
Dame.
That dame, the broad, the dame, you know, stuff like that. All right, let's get on, Deb. Quit.
I'm trying to do some multitasking.
Well, you suck at multitasking, especially when you're supposed to be doing card reading. You know, I wouldn't want my fucking brain surgeon multitasking going on the internet in the middle of my brain surgery. It's like, dude, save it. You can do it after the show, Deb.
I shall.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 780. That's up in Canada. 780, welcome to the show. Is this Jay?
Yes, it is, Jimbo. Hey.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back. It's been many moons.
Hello, yes. I think
it's been a while since you've called in.
Yeah, because usually I usually get home around 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock your time, so I would have not enough time to get on the show because everyone's actually in queue. So, yeah, so I said, Saturday I think it would be a great day to phone you.
I nailed it.
Being patient.
You nailed it. You're here. Caller number two. That's a good job.
It is.
Right?
Or you like number one.
All right, so what's cooking now? It's been a while.
Yeah,
I got a question for you. It's a little bit on my mind right now. I actually do it with my mother-in-law. I had this strange feeling. I had to talk to my dad. And my dad actually, he's in his 90s. He's got a heart condition now. I was just talking to him regularly. And then my stepmother, which kind of like don't acknowledge, but it's stepmother, said some things on the phone and going like, why are you doing this? I just didn't say anything because I didn't want to stir the pot, basically. So I'm just wondering why this person still has animosity for me when I actually said to the person what I did before. And it was about something about 10 years ago, and I just moved on from it. So just wondered why this person is still mad at everything, I guess. I don't know.
You're talking stepmom, right?
Yeah, it's really weird, but I don't really have a relationship with my stepmom, except for just maybe, well, I really don't have anything at all, just my dad there. So, yeah.
Okay. What is her issue, is what he would like to know. What is her problem? Obviously, she has a problem.
But I don't know if I have an issue, but I just moved on. It happened 10 years ago, but I just moved on.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
I got to. Yeah, 10 years is a long time, but I guess not to some people, maybe, but the cards would be.
Well, is she very outwardly cold to you, or is it more of a vibe that you get off of her?
No, she's not very cold, but she's, how do you say it? Let's say she had some past that she hadn't dealt with. So what's happened, I feel, is that in order to gain back any sense of control in her life is to control or destroy the male spirit, I guess you want to call that, both her son and her husband, which is my dad, so... I'm thinking.
they have a son, did you say?
Well, that's his dad, yeah.
Yeah, you're the son.
They don't have another kid together, do they, or do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, so they don't have a, he doesn't have
the
a
mother's.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my stepbrother, I guess you would call it, that is, I don't know what the person's up to now, so I can't say, but yeah.
That's okay. Is it a stepbrother or a half-brother?
Is that? I would say half. I don't know.
Is there blood? Is it your mother's blood in that boy?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
That's half brother. That's called a half brother. Yeah.
A half brother, I guess. Yeah. So.
Yeah, stepbrothers like when they bring him in from another marriage. Yeah. It's very confusing. I get confused all the time.
I know it is. It is confusing. So just really.
It is. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it's so, and it's. Really is hard on a person when, like you said, your dad's having some health issues, so that she's not making it any better. What do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got is...
Thank you.
He doesn't want you to have a close relationship with your father.
Yeah, I think he's got
and
that.
I'm pretty sure you know that, you know.
Yeah.
She's got issues with males, apparently, from her past.
She does. It's interesting.
Well, he brought it up. He brought it up a little bit. Yeah. He goes, she tries to knock down the male spirit of people that are close to her from issues in her past, apparently. I don't know, but you have the cards. Do you have any insight on that?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, and this is going to sound kind of twisted.
Well.
This is what it is. All right. she would rather keep you and any of other male family members, will go with that, away from him, because she's afraid that you would influence him to get rid of her. All right? And that is just what she is expressing in this reading. She doesn't want you guys to be close to him. I'm wondering, is it because she doesn't want you, any of, you know, like you to get an inheritance? Or, I don't know. She is kind of a real enigma. Because, and the more that she can drive you away and keep you away, the better it is for her. So I think he's been fed some very poisonous thoughts, you know, about you.
Doesn't mean he believes him, though, right?
No.
I mean, your relationship with your father is okay, or is it not?
Well, it's very distant, right? So I haven't seen my dad for a number of years.
You don't. Yeah, I hear you. I understand that. But you don't sense that it is that he has any animosity, right?
Well, you know, I try to call him every week. I haven't called him for a number of months, but I did call him some cousins on the other side, or her sister, his sisters both passed on. But maybe that would give me a calling to call. I mean, just some things I do, I don't know, understand, and I find out, yeah, that's the reason why I'm doing it, right? So, yeah.
I think it wouldn't hurt for you to ask some questions and find out. I mean, everybody only gets one father and one mother. So.
Well, the thing is that
Go ahead.
You're right about this, but my dad's older, and because he's very forgetful right now, so I don't think he's losing his cognitive ability right now. So it's like, okay, just talk about things that he liked to talk to you about. But we did actually have a talk about that when he was writing his will, about what would happen if he passed on. So he did talk to me in private on that. So
That's good, yeah. Yeah, now at this point, the way you describe it, you have to get lucky and just hit them up on the lucid moments, and you never can predict those. You can't predict them. You don't know. You might talk to them, and like you said, you might have to just talk about things that he wants to talk about. It might be about birds, the weather.
Sundowning.
Yeah,
and
then you might hit him up, and he's very lucid, and then you just don't know when that'll happen.
Well, I certainly hope he hasn't gotten to sign some kind of codicil to the will, or, you know, she's not a loving lady. Does she have kids of her own?
Yeah, that's it. Says step. Yeah, her. Yeah, her. Yeah, her son. Right. So But the son's. Well, I'm not gonna say it, but he's got some issues right now.
Alrighty. So he's a hot mess too, it sounds like.
Yeah, and if
so
him, you know, that would irritate her.
Well, but that doesn't sound like that's happening.
No.
He's got problems.
Well, the thing is that just when I gave my dad some Japanese food, because he's Japanese, that I sent him a gift, a drop shipment, basically. So he got it from another food store. But I included a receipt in there, because last time I sent my dad a gas card, and the person, the wife, wanted a receipt. He said, I was stole it, right? So, yeah, so something, stuff like that. And just really stuff, even when my mom was passing on, she had said the same thing, and like, you know, here's this computer file that she says I stole. And I said, hey, guess what? I deleted it about 10 years ago, and says, yeah, you and your sister, or, you know, you and your sister are looking at it, or something like that. And go like, what the heck is going on here? It's like 10 years ago. It's a long time ago. I got to move on. So, but unfortunately, this is what happens when trauma is actually dealt with, because you actually destroy other people's male you just destroy other people. That's what I'm thinking. So, unfortunately.
She's a destroyer. She's a wrecker.
She is a very bitter woman.
Yeah, she's obviously letting her past issues, she wants to, like, misery loves company. She wants to make the men in her life miserable, whether they're in her life or just acquaintances.
Right.
Yeah.
She wants she wants her son to be the golden horse.
So well, yeah, so she's got a problem with the male species because of things that have happened in her past. All right, Jay, here we go. Here's your healing angel card.
Thank you.
Archangel Uriel. And Uriel says, a great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and our world. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. From Uriel. That's so deep.
That was.
It's almost deeper than I keep going. Yeah, it's so deep that it makes me want to drink. So I think I'll have another drink.
Jim, you're so kind.
All right, Jay, hey, long time no talk. I know that you jump in. We appreciate that you stop in our chats and at least show yourself and wave and say hi. But it's great that you called in, and we hope everything works out. And best of wishes and for your dad. I know he's going through one of those times.
Yeah.
I only have this moment, so, you know, we don't live forever, so we have to have this
moment. No, you're right.
What's going on.
It is the circle of life, and we just sometimes we don't like to look at the end of that circle,
and
but
look
it does
what
come.
Happened with Casey Kasem. He married that lady with the big long blonde ponytail. Many of you might remember.
No, I don't know who the hell she is.
She wouldn't let his kids get close to him either, as he was passing away. And to the best of my knowledge, they're still fighting over the inheritance.
Which means the lawyers will eat all that up.
She took Casey to another country. I think.
His body.
Yeah,
right?
It
took his body and had it shipped somewhere, which makes really weird.
And then look at Robin Williams. Kids are fighting with that stepmother.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Terrible.
All right, well, thank you very much, Jay. Appreciate it. We'll talk again, my friend. You know, it's funny. There was a guy at work that I know. He was retiring. And part of his retirement, he decided to do a reverse mortgage on his home.
Uh-huh.
And he said a lot of people would say, geez, don't you want to leave a home to your kids? And he goes, why the hell want to do that? They're just all going to sell it anyway, split up the money. It's not like if I leave a home like in the olden days where somebody would move in and the family would continue to live in this home for hundreds and hundreds. He goes, as soon as I die, he said, and I don't blame him, he said, but as soon as I die, they're going to sell it off and split it up. So I'm just going to reverse mortgage it and use that as part of my retirement income.
And you know what? The kids should I don't know who these celebrities were. Some of these guys said, my children can make their own way.
And they can because they had to do it too. It's not like they're from they're English royalty where there's they're born into endless riches and stuff like that. You know, if that person made their fortune, they'd be like, you should maybe earn yours a little bit too. Roll up your goddamn sleeves and earn some money type of attitude. Because they got that going for you. Louise in England, welcome. Welcome, and the more the English are still multiplying like rabbits, if they are.
It's the British invasion.
The British are coming. All right, here we go. You ready?
Who said that?
Well, you know, the guy that made it famous was Paul Revere.
Oh, that's right.
Because he had others. He was.
And the Raiders?
No, not the singer guy, because I think he was not born in the 1700s. But that was part of a network. Paul Revere ran one leg of it. They had this thing set up where these riders would ride a big leg and pass the message on to the next one. Paul Revere was just one of those guys, but he had other he had other involvement too in the cause, so that's why his name was more relevant.
I see.
So yeah, Paul Revere, the British are coming. That was when they were coming to they were marching on Lexington and Concord, right, to take the arms away, to take their arms cash away. That's why we got the Second Amendment, because they were trying. They saw smoke. Well, there's a fire. They saw the smoke. Said, "Hey, these guys are arming themselves. They're gonna try to rebel. Let's get rid of those arms." That's why we have a Second Amendment, because they were trying to do that. It's just smart thinking.
Well,
if you got a group of people, you got colonists, and you say, you know, they're getting kind of a little rebel. They're getting a little rebelly, revolty, and all the rich colonists are starting to stock with arms. We should probably get rid of those arms. So they were going to get those weapons caches.
Yeah, but you know that. Second Amendment is also about establishing a militia, isn't it? And they took road and way, road versus way to way. And
they didn't take it away.
God
damn you women. All the Supreme Court said was one thing. They said one thing. They said they didn't even make a judgment, personal judgment on the subject. They just said the Constitution doesn't specifically protect the right to abortion. That's all they said. They didn't say we agree that you shouldn't be allowed to, not allowed to. They said it doesn't, and it doesn't actually. Get a PDF copy of the Constitution and search for that word abortion. It's not going to pop. That's all they said. And everybody keeps saying they took something. They didn't take anything away. What they said was the federal government can't protect this because it's not constitutional. It's up to the states. That's all they said. The states can do what they can do. States have their own constitutions and whatever. Remember, that was a big deal back then. Going back to the colony days and the birth of the country. There was all these 13 colonies, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to unite them, but these colonies are like, well, you know, we kind of like to govern ourselves. We don't necessarily want this one government bullshit. So they had to come up with some kind of a... You know, so we just got pissed off about this one government thing, the British at the time. So why the hell would we want to pick another one government thing? So they had to kind of give states still have... They still have to have a lot of rights on their own. And the federal government only comes in during certain laws and constitutional things. So that was the blah, 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 blah.
I would think...
Bullshit there.
Cheating history.
Some of that history, blah, 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 blah.
I think would sit there like, oh, wow. Because the other ones that teach it, it's so dry and boring.
And right. And also, you know, if somebody is not happy... International shout-out to Laura in London. And like they say, there is a process. If all the women in the world... And men, whatever, whoever, if somebody wants that to be a constitutional right, there's an amendment process. You can get a constitutional amendment, but there's a process for that, and it will take many years, but nobody's even spearheading that.
No.
Because it's not protected. Remember, the Bill of Rights was the first ones, and then they had amendments after that, so yeah. So, all right, let's get on to that. That's boring shit.
At least you all across the pond have interesting, you know, lively history of...
Because they've been doing this for thousands of years.
Yeah, 2,000 years.
We're a little spit into the toilet. We haven't been around that long. Like 200 and some years is squat in the history of the world.
The kings and the castles and, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, England, goes back before when they were just little individual little... kingdoms and little stuff where they weren't organized. They weren't, you know, yeah. So a lot of stuff like that. Europe was like that a lot too, so. Yes. All right. Then the Native Americans will tell you you're full of shit if you don't think there was a lot of history here in the United States, but it wasn't that then. They had their own thing going on.
Oh, they got pushed out.
I'm saying before that, so we're going like when you go thousands of years ago, like, well, you know, they were in this, running around this country. They had their own individual different tribes, and they had wars and alliances and shit too, so.
Laura, before we go to another call, I want to know, were you bleeding when you became conscious? I mean, I can't imagine how they were able to take a baby without you having any kind of after effect. So I was just wondering. Well, I'm sure we'll look at this eventually here. Yeah. She was bleeding. Huh.
Well, you know what the song says?
What?
Only women bleed. Right? I don't remember. Probably One Hit Wonder, I think, saying that. Was that 70s, right?
And what do you guys do?
Pee.
And you pollinate, spurting semen everywhere.
We're not lawn sprinklers. We don't just spray shit everywhere. We're not lawn sprinklers. So anyway, here we go. We're going to go on to area code 509 in the state of Washington, out west. 509, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's with us?
Hello. Good evening. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. And you are?
This is Erica.
Erica.
Welcome
my
back.
My name is Erica. Thank
yeah.
you.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've been working on like studying for the LSAT exam, which is the entrance for law school.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's some parts that are pretty hard and it just like crushes me. It just, I don't know, makes me want to quit. But at the same time, I realize like, you know what, I just got to try hard enough to make it happen. So then I start studying and then like I see like positives there. But I was thinking about not taking the exam in June if I don't feel completely like super 100% ready for it. I don't think I'm going to take it simply because I think my long-term goal is just to get a free ride somewhere. And the higher of a score that you get, the more possibility that that can be true. So I was just wondering if you do see me.
Go ahead. No, you finish.
If you do see me getting a full ride somewhere. Like, I just think that this is a smart approach. Just unless I feel 100%, then I'm not going to. And I actually bumped into a few, like, tutoring, per se, programs. And I've seen so much, like, success stories. And I'm going to start it on the 10th is when I'm planning to start. But again, we only have 5 shots, and I think I've done 2 or 3 so far. So I only have 2 shots left to taking this exam, and I'm not wanting to waste. So even though I'm like myself trying to rush and like go to school this upcoming year, I feel like it's much better if I don't feel ready to just hold off a year, even though it sucks. But I think, like, the reward of me waiting and hopefully getting a full ride would be worth it.
Okay. Well, let's go from there.
Okay, we got good background info. Yeah, and I would say you should trust your gut. I don't do it about doing the cards. If you don't feel 100% that you should take it, I don't think you should.
No, would you take it again in a year or not?
No. I would take it again. I'm debating whether June will be a right timing for me. The other thing is that, too, the exam is changing in August. So I really feel like things will change for sure. But I just wanted to take it, get it over, but, like, get a good score.
Yeah,
but,
sure. Yeah, I would assume that they got to change that every so often because the word gets out on the street and people, yeah.
No. Like, yeah, the questions change, but I'm just saying, like, the whole exam itself will change.
All right, Deb, cards are
I think a year is a very good decision for you.
Well, she thinks she should wait a whole year because she said she could just wait a little while.
Well, till June, I don't think
June is
enough
not,
time.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're going to feel ready.
Mm.
Go into this all nervous stuff, you know what happens. You can't. Nothing makes sense.
It depends on what kind of a test taker you are. If some people can go in feeling not confident and nervous stuff and destroy a test, some people can't. But if you don't feel right, then you should not do anything.
Are there any practice ones that are like online?
Well, I bet there's tons.
Like, you know, you can take a driving test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of that.
Have you done any of
that's what I've been working on.
Yeah, that's how she's been trying to prepare herself.
Well, I have a feeling like you're too shaky yet as far as what you know, and you're looking a lot at what you don't know. Okay, so giving yourself more time, you'll be like super ready. And also remember, when you feel overwhelmed, you know, dark forces play with us. They love to see us quit. They love to get into our minds and say to us, you're too stupid for this. You can't do this. And we have to push through. We have to say, hey, damn it, I'm doing this. And you are not going to stop me. And when I first started on the internet, I used to see a silhouette of a man off to actually it was my right side. And he was over like in a little hallway, black hat and black. He was wearing like an old fashioned cape and he was snickering in his hands and like pointing at me like, oh, is she ever dumb or whatever. Anyway, I looked at him and I said, you be gone. You get out of here. Because I really think all of that, I saw big fat cockroaches running on my desk. I mean, they will play with you, especially if you are going out and going to make a big, like a big step in the world. You're going to bring a big wrinkle to something they don't want you to have success at. So anyway, I really think so. And now me telling this, your cards are indicating you aren't really sure. me saying, yeah, go ahead, wait a year, your spirit might rise up and say, no, we're not. We're going to tackle this soonest.
Sure. And it's not really, I know what you say, it's preparing, do extra preparation. It's not waiting, like taking time off. It's taking the time to do extra preparation. But a year is a long time.
You know, they say you can over-prepare.
Yeah, I don't know that you could take an entire year to prepare for one test. I don't know that the human brain could spend 12 months preparing for one single test and to do it effectively.
Well, I'm not going to – oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, right now I'm not going to know how I'm going to feel until June hits. Once June hits and you know, this program that I'm going to be doing for 2 months, it's pretty rigorous. So I should improve a lot, but I just don't know what I'm going to feel like in June. And if that's the case and June rolls around and I don't feel ready, I still have a shot in August. But August is kind of pushing it because it's late for admissions and it's just a little late. But
it's
I tell myself,
yeah. Get into the fall semester. Yeah, that is very late.
You know, I got to tell you,
it's almost too late, but, you know.
I feel like your biggest obstacle is your own lack of self-confidence. And nobody can give you that. You know, they really can't. That's something you've got to – I mean, when I first started doing what I'm doing now, like on the air, I used to want to go throw up. I thought I was going to pass out. I just felt that this was beyond me.
No, your tutoring program, you are going to have some actual human folks that you're going to be talking with and working with, right?
Of course, yes. Like it's a Zoom tutoring.
You never know.
Thing.
Nowadays, everything's AI. I don't know. I have to ask. Now everything's crazy AI. So. Well, you know what? Maybe they, at the end of that tutoring period, will tell you if you're ready or not, because they would know, I would think. So.
Yeah,
I know.
They're going to probably give you an assessment right at the end of it, I would think, and I would trust that.
Think I wanted to know, like, if I would be, like, my goal is getting a full ride. I realize that, you know, I'd rather go free.
That's a pretty big damn goal. You're going to, what's your next goal? Go to the moon?
1 year free.
Hey, that is a big goal. A full ride to law school is a big, big goal. That is giant. But you know what? It's good that you're confident, and that's good that it's a goal. I just hope you have a backup plan. That's one thing I always tell kids growing up. You got kids. When you're raising kids, I want to be a fireman. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a band. You know what? That's cool. You should have goals. But nobody does. But God damn it, have a backup plan. That's all I can say. You should always.
That's true.
A lot of people shoot for the dreams, and then they have no backup plan, and they're living in a car in San Diego because I'm going
to
be an actress, and then they weren't.
Have
a backup plan.
Go to bartending school. Put that in your back pocket.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. She just might have to have a backup plan because I think
– I wasn't being facetious.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what I was talking about. Okay, I thought you were talking about her.
You need to have – you're right. Getting a full ride for law school, it's the same as getting a – I think it's on the same level as auditioning – for a big movie or auditioning for, you know, a TV series. You've either got what it takes or you do not.
But it's good to have a goal, and step one of that goal is for her to destroy that test.
And the one thing is,
yes.
Your future shows that you are going to be very successful, and you're going to make a lot of money. One thing
is, baby.
I have lawyers in my private, we'll say, who come to me about their careers or their love lives. And the thing is, it's important to remember that the legal profession is still run by the old boy canoe club, whatever you want to call it. Old boy, it's all the good old boys.
Well, it's always going to be that way.
And
even
women become lawyers to find a husband.
But someday it's going to be the good old boys, and there's going to be a lot of old chicks in that club. And it's going to be crotchety in their day. 20 years from now, all those good old, it'll be good old boys and girls that'll be running it. They're going to be all in their own way,
if
too.
You go in there.
But at least it'll be women will be part of it.
Looking like you hit every branch of the ugly tree, you know, going through your life. They don't even look at you as female. If you go in looking good, professional, you're beautiful,
yeah, you're going to meet a lot of opposition. But I think from your cards, you can handle it. You could be the paradigm shift in all of that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, my mentor has actually got a full ride. And he's a couple of years older than me, and he's been, like, very supportive. And, you know, he's the one that told me, doesn't matter where you go, as long as you don't got to pay. So, and
right.
I totally believe that actually.
That is the key.
And,
yeah, you can't get hung up on Harvard or Duke or something like that for a full ride. But, right, it doesn't matter. Exactly.
I was struggling on this exam, and I'm just like, oh, my God, like, it's a five-question quiz. I was struggling, and then I was like, like, that's not, I'm not going to, like, I can't frustrate. Like, I just felt like crying, but then I'm like, nope, I got this. So I, like, you know, changed my mindset, and I figured it out. Out of the five questions, I got four correct. The other one I could easily guess, but I don't even care if I get one wrong. And it just, like, it, you know, I'm trying to have that mentality of don't give up and don't let the obstacle, like, get you. Just make it through. So yeah.
That's what sets you apart, hon, from the masses, is that you won't give up. All right, Jim, give us
your word. Her healing angel card subject is a good one. Creative potential. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart desires.
Very nice.
Creative potential, you have it. Message not for me, it's from the healing angel. So, all right, well, good luck to you. Continue your endeavor, study, work hard. Good. Nothing comes easy. Good things come to those that bust their ass to get it.
That's
so
true.
It does. And I don't care what people – some people get lucky and dumb fucking stumble into shit, but – most of the time, you got to work really hard to get good things, and you're doing that. So I can't see you failing myself. I don't have cards.
I love that. Nothing comes easy. I was at a dinner with my family yesterday, and I said that. I was like, sometimes I'm so frustrated. And then I remember this Gat Quintero, who was a big drug lord, and they interviewed him, and the journalist asked him, so you don't, you know, you were a drug trafficker because it was easy, and he paused and he's like, nothing in life is easy, ma'am.
Nope,
I just remember that, like, when I feel so frustrated.
Yeah,
write some smarts if you're going to be a criminal.
If you're going to be a successful anything, it's not going to cut. Nobody's going to throw it in your lap. Right, exactly. So, all right, well, thank you so much. You waited a long time patiently.
You.
We appreciate that, and we hope to hear from you again, Erica.
Yes. We'd love that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and if we don't talk again, hopefully we will before your LSAT. Good luck, but we think we shall talk again.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right.
Now, they're all talking here. And I would like
international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland, land of the Scots.
I would like to take a moment, just a little moment here, and respond to what they're all talking about, which is, something really traumatic.
Well, why don't you make sure she wants to? Why don't you?
She did.
Where?
She said, can you?
I didn't see that. That was somebody asking for her.
Well, maybe because she just is afraid.
Laura's here. Ask Laura.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna look.
She's right here. Laura, you want to call in, or you want to do just an online reading, or do you want to not have a card on the subject?
I could
this
just
is
do
her.
It without you calling in.
That's what I said,
yeah.
Or an online. But she needs to sanction that.
Yeah, she did.
She did? Where?
Earlier.
I didn't see her say it. I heard Jeanette say, hey, could you guys work one in for her? I didn't see Laura herself saying, I want one.
So, okay, thank you, Deb. Yeah.
All right, have at it,
okay,
Deb.
I'll try my best at this.
Whose belated birthday?
Cho.
When was it? Did we already talk about this? It was a while ago, wasn't it?
No, it was coming up this week.
But, well, wait a second now. No, time out, Tex. Cho's birthday is not yet come to pass?
Mm.
Then why is Suzanne giving him a belated birthday wish? All right, Cho. Is it your birthday yet? Is it in the past or is it in the future? I am confused. And Suzanne, it's been a long time, Suzanne. Hope you're doing well.
Couldn't have been in the toilet this long.
She didn't say a word about that. You can't always assume. And if you are, you are. You got to go. You got to go. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a safe space.
Did I read correctly, Laura, that you were 6.5 months pregnant?
Oh, technically. Yeah, she said that. Technically. Technically, for our date, today is Cho's birthday.
Oh.
But it's past midnight there, so it's just got belated. Well, happy birthday, Cho.
Well, we could still give you a birthday.
Well, you have to get one. Are you going to be able to stick around for a little while, first of all? Let us know, Cho. If you can't, then we'll take a rain check on it. We don't want to do a birthday reading if you can't hang out, if you got to get up early or something. Let us know, Cho.
Okay. Well, I won't leave you in suspense here. Okay. No, I do not believe the baby lived. No, there was a male doctor there. He was very abrupt. King of Spades, yeah, very abrupt. You know, I had a God complex, which a lot of them do. But he was real. He just came in, did a procedure, and he hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, female doctor. And I'm sorry, she didn't make it, honey. She didn't.
Well, I don't think that was the purpose of the whole thing, right?
Well, she is wondering if she has a little girl.
I understand what she's wondering, but I don't believe that would be the purpose of somebody drugging her.
No, but they do, and I'm not sure.
Six and a half months?
I don't know if all those years ago.
That would require hospital care.
Yeah, if they would have had the technology.
Right, and 6.5 months, you can't, like.
6.5 months is like, what, 28 weeks?
That's not a good thing to do in the backyard without a hospital care for the child.
Now, when they have her drink something, there is a method of abortion where they do have you ingest a fluid, and basically it kills the baby.
Yeah, but.
And like
that wasn't what this was.
Burns it.
That wasn't what this was.
Like, I don't know if it's an extreme saline.
She got knocked the hell out.
Hmm?
She got drugged and then probably got more anesthesia after that. Is what I'm guessing. But I don't have cards.
You know, years
I don't
ago,
have cards.
A lot of celebrity women, it was right in their contract. If you get pregnant, we will bring the fixer in. And they would go in for exhaustion or to get some rest. And they would have no say in their baby. That baby would be cut right out of them. Oh, one last thing here, Laura. Damn, you've got brilliant cards for the future. You are going to work that nonprofit that you're setting up, and you are going to still make a lot of money. You're going to be able to set a salary for yourself. And you're going to do really well, really well. Sorry,
right.
I'm so hoarse. Yeah.
All right, your angel card reading, healing angel card, subject is prayer. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening. This is from the healing angels. So that is the whole purpose of prayer. So, yes. All right.
All right, what else you got?
Well, are you going to give Cho's birthday reading?
Oh, right now?
I think you should. Cho is still here,
okay,
right?
Cho, do you have a question for me for your birthday? Yeah, Laura, I'm sorry you had that experience. Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump. I typed it in too.
I lost
a little quicker.
Their therapeutic abortion, one was. They thought I had a brain aneurysm, and they couldn't do an MRI. So I had to say sayonara to that pregnancy, and the other one just spontaneously aborted. But I still wonder about those two.
He's here.
All right.
Do you have a specific question, Cho?
Yeah, what do you got for me, Cho?
Or Jack, give him a second here. I type in.
Yeah.
We have a delay. There's always a delay. That world's full of delays. Just a general. General reading. You did give me a generator on the last show.
Do you have a specific question for this year?
Oh, when you ask that verbally,
yeah.
Then we have to wait. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. That's what, if you type it, it's more instantaneous.
Yeah.
You can't start out with a general, and then if he throws a question in, look at that question, or you have to hear it. Well, I guess you do have to hear it first.
Yeah, well, Louise, you never know. You never know what they're going to hold against you.
It's like politics and religion. It's a subject.
Nazis.
No, you don't know what her point of view is either, Deb. I'm just saying, don't even touch the subject. Everybody's got an opinion. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. Everybody's standing there with their Bible or whatever, you know.
A woman has a right to do what she wishes with her body.
Really?
I think so.
But where God, Jesus, because you're obviously God and Jesus. When is that a child? Not till it shoots out of your twat? So the 1 second before, it's not a human life.
Well, I've never thought
late
abortions were right.
Where's that magical number?
It would be the third trimester.
Why? Is that what God, saying.
That is a viable child.
It's as soon as it's conceived, in theory, it's already a life form, is it not? I'm just being the devil's advocate here. I don't give two shits. I don't have a vagina. I don't care if I abort. I don't have to worry about abortion. It's not a thing for me.
See?
But I'm just being the devil's advocate, if you want to say.
It falls on us.
Because in theory, then you shouldn't be able to set a timetable on it. Because then you're why is it all of a sudden at this magical moment? And now it is in life that can't be taken. Why? Why was it 1 week earlier not a life that could be taken? Why is it okay then?
Well,
early. Why?
The procedure's very simple.
Okay.
You get further along, they literally tear that fetus apart.
I'm just saying.
And they put it together in the OR so that they can make sure they got all the pieces.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and they say those babies do feel the pain.
General birthday reading, all right?
All right. Thank you, Joe.
I'm just being the devil's advocate. It's one of those stupid stuff. We don't talk about politics and religion and stuff. You talk about Second Amendment and abortion. Nothing good will come of those discussions. You know, I'm not passionate about it because
it's not your problem.
It's not my problem. Woohoo! A little song too for you there.
Oh my God, Laura.
What?
I don't know. She said, oh, my God. I'm wondering was it something he said?
No, somebody said they've been getting bullied from a few people on something. I don't know who said that.
Oh.
Problem is, if I don't get to follow the chat line by line because of stuff going on. So. She loves me like a rock.
Okay. Let's see what we got here, Joe. Now remember, birthday reading is very important. It's as if you are standing at the top of a mountain and you have a 360-degree view of your life from today forward. And of course, a lot of this, you hold the power to change. All right, that's the brilliance of this method. Nothing here is cast in stone. Still, it's nice to know, you know, what you will encounter or confront as we go forward. First of all, well, I always like to start out on a positive foot. Your partner loves you very much. I don't think there is more love that can be given. Now, he might make some mistakes here and there. You know, it's something we women deal with, concerning of men we love.
And women sometimes don't make mistakes. They're perfect.
No, but sometimes men are a little slow on the uptake.
Oh, yes, indeed.
We don't always know. Well, you're not mind readers.
Neither are you bitches. Okay, so quit saying that. I'm just saying, look at you. You're like you're the superior sex. How about equal? You want equal, then be equal. Back to Cho.
The
the day you can pass a watermelon out of your ass.
What does that have to, first of all,
be equal.
I didn't know that you were passing watermelons out of your anus. Are you some kind of weird watermelon farmer or some shit? Why are you doing that?
It sure as hell feels like it, I've been told. Never had a natural birth. Okay. All right. So I wanted you to know, yeah, he loves you very much. That's a good thing. May not always show it, but it's in his heart. That's one thing about this method. It really can zero in on matters of the heart, emotions running high in the reading. You, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a maturing experience for you this year. You may have to work on some, like we'll say, jealous feelings, Joe, and try to remember that that originates from insecurity. So a lot of times we worry that we're not getting enough love, we don't have enough security and stability, could really be coming from us. You know, that we're just not allowing ourselves to have trust and faith in the feelings of that other person, especially if we've been hurt. You know, that stuff can hang around like a ghost. So I'm just saying it's going to be a year for you in some ways that will be quite a maturing experience for you. Your work looks awesome for this year. You're going to shine, really shine. And, you know, I feel, Joe, like there have been times in your life that you didn't feel like you were, what's a good way to put it, like measuring up. Because I think you have a perfectionist nature where it's like me as a journalist. I would look at a blank screen on a computer and think, well, right now you're perfect. Once I start typing on you, you are not. And that's where you can get skewed perceptions. And I think now you're knowing that, hey, you are doing very well and you're going to continue to, which I think is wonderful. And let me tell you, you've got a new love interest. Let's say romantic interest. Let's say, because there's a lot of like passion and sexuality around it. And it looks like it's going to come through the workplace. I don't think that you're going to take a misstep with your relationship, but you're going to have to nip that quickly in the bud because this individual doesn't like to take no for an answer. So see, drama everywhere. You can't even go to work. All right, let's see if there's anything else. Oh, you are actually going to get an unexpected promotion this year. It's coming through the hardship of another man in the work. I feel it's like a stroke, heart attack, something big like that, and he's not going to be able to come back to the job.
Oh, battlefield promotions.
Is that what that's called? Yeah.
Remember the old days, yeah, out in the war, you could be buck private and end up being a sergeant real quickly if everybody gets killed around you and you got to take charge.
Well, we're
battlefield gonna, promotion.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, you are going to be the one that's going to get tapped for that job. And you know what? This guy's had a lot of health problems that he ignores, so it seems like it's going to be, you know, kind of meant to be. All right. What you got?
I have transformation as the subject of Cho's healing angel card. Through the great love that holds you in its embrace, you are moment by moment transforming to an ever greater light, ever greater oneness, and ever greater wisdom.
Love it.
Wisdom.
Love it.
Love it like a rock. She loved me like a rock. Isn't that? I guess Paul Diamond or somebody. I don't know. All right, well, thank you very much. All right, Deb, should we rock real quick?
Where are we going?
To the phones?
Yeah, okay.
We're going to all ones. Skype caller, all ones. Welcome.
Well, hello, y'all. It's been a while. It's Melissa.
Oh, it has been a while, sweet Melissa.
Melissa, how are you?
Many moons.
Months.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, I remember she has... Yeah.
First, I need to, my friend here, the business partner, she was always covered up like a nun or the respectfully culture Muslim, you know, ladies respectfully, they respect. And some of the swimsuits, and she never did that. So I'm kind of like wondering maybe a psychic advice, because I'm pretty much, I can like figure out who's lying. I don't know. Sometimes I can do it. He's
okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, this is your partner in work.
No, he's my friend. Remember, he's my friend.
The friend.
I thought you were talking about a business partner.
Nope, friend.
Okay.
The guy.
All right, I'm straight. Go ahead.
So I want to know because I'm still a little bit upset at him. Did he trigger me? And I want to know why. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. We did communicate, but I think last time I spoke with you, you said in December that he was breaking or going through something. And I did a check 3 weeks ago. I didn't see that unless he's faking it. Can you just give me an update, please?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, sure I can.
Thank you both of y'all. Wish the best.
We always have to remember an individual has free will. They can change their mind anytime. You know, what we're projecting is the way things seem to be going. Okay. So we just want to make that clear that you can't, rely completely on what the cards say unless you're getting constant readings. So here we're going to take a look.
Cards are going down.
You saw that the movie star, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, but...
Have you heard from him at all?
I know he called, but I didn't. I didn't answer because I was severely bad mood. I'm going through. I need to have my energy in a peaceful manner, and I right now, I'm going through. Not with me. I'm taking some people to court. So my asshole mode is on. Sorry.
No, yeah, you know, that is a wise, if you're in a bad mood and somebody calls and you think that call will not go well, it is wise just to not take
exactly.
The call.
Exactly. Mr. Jimbo, you're an intelligent love doctor. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Do you realize
he is. He got it right.
Because it would be so easy
yep.
to put him in the crosshairs and just,
right.
let him
just have take
it.
The call and just use that to vent.
Yeah.
But she was wise. That is wise. That is hard. Like you said, it is hard to not take that call if you're pissed off.
Oh, he's missing you. And he feels now, I think that not taking that call has boomeranged nicely in your behalf. Because now he's thinking, something's wrong. Something isn't right. I'm going to have to, start to do something to fix this. And what it is he's going to make contact with you. So try not to be in a bad mood. All right? Try not to.
But if she is, she can't take that call.
Yeah, well, then you're meant not to.
Then that's wise, unless you really don't give a shit and you want to just light them up like a Christmas tree. But, there's repercussions to that, though, yep.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you the butt, it's a power unit. Sorry.
Whoa, she's getting excited there. Good Lord Jesus.
So, yes, he is missing you. He's trying to make contact because he can feel something's wrong. All right, and it could be the best way for him to get back in the picture because I feel that the Three of Diamonds is trying to tell us that he is worried that something little in his mind has grown in size.
Okay. So that will be, and it's going to be a very nice phone call. It could be a text message, but I think it's longer than that. Okay. So.
I'm heading to the snowy state in a few weeks. I'm leaving in a few weeks. I'll be back. I think I'll be gone for almost 4 months.
Where are you going?
So
where?
I'm going to Alaska.
Alaska?
You're going to Alaska.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Is that like work, friends, relationships?
Yes. No,
cool.
Work. Sounds really
like
high. It will help me.
Work?
Yep. Well, that's awesome. Well, holy crap. Well, you know.
When are you leaving?
If you get some internet up there, you should give us a call from Alaska. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. That'd be wonderful.
Three weeks from now, so I threw away 80% of my stuff just in case I might relocate. I don't know yet. I know it's just a phone, the phone rings, but.
I got you. That's interesting. Yes, you may decide not to come back. I got you. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
You don't know yet, right? You probably won't know until you get there and experience it. That's awesome.
We'll have to do your cards before you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's going to change everything.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, our show is coming to an end shortly, but Melissa, your subject of your healing angel card is diversity. The world would be a boring place if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness. You are special. And much loved.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good to hear from you, Melissa. It has been a long time, and you sound like you're doing relatively well, and we like that. So definitely call us again and again, especially before you depart to Alaska.
Yeah. And you know.
That's cool.
They're looking at women up there. You know that, right?
Yes.
There's a shortage of good women. All they got's bad women.
Well, they don't have men and women at all.
Why? It's Alaska, Deb.
Yeah, I mean, in the cities, probably. But they come in off that, the work they do, the work. There's work they do out in the tundra or whatever it is.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but okay.
They do work there.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Rangers and what?
You know, it is a state in this country. It's not like some kind of weird, bizarre, newly discovered land.
No, but it's not.
There is vast wilderness. I got you. There is vast wilderness.
It's not super populated.
Neither is the bottom of the ocean. I'm just saying, but there are giant cities in there. I got you. We don't know where she's going or all the specifics.
I think Melissa is a devastatingly beautiful lady, and she's going to have men crawling all over her, so to speak.
Just like a wood tick.
Those guys make good money up there, too.
Really? Guy, keep talking like you're generalizing shit.
The men, the mountain men, the men that go out and fly those planes with supplies.
Okay, but that's not... There's people that were born and live there that live in trailers and poverty, too, you know. They have poverty.
Well...
Just
we
like any place. Well, I'm just saying, it's not like she's going to like freaking some kind of gold rush. Like, oh, there's nothing but gold. You'll find nothing but men with gold. Nothing. No, there's going to be pieces of crap guys there too, of course. All right. Well, thank you very much, Melissa.
All right, we'll hear from her.
We shall indeed. Yes, you know where to find us. I'm glad you were able to get through and called on a night when Block Talk was working.
Did we do everybody?
No, but we only got a couple of minutes, and they're going to start. The chick's going to start talking. Sorry, folks. Better to call early than late. We did our full 90-minute gambit. So our Block Talkers, you must put a wrap on it because you got to go. You got to go, right? All right, Deb, what should we do? We haven't done this one for a while.
Okay, let's do it. Bring it on.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you.
That's
yes.
We gotta use the phone on here.
Our